You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with the local newscast. On Thursday morning, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the Indian Child Welfare Act in a groundbreaking ruling for Native nations. What does it mean for Indigenous communities in the state? Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports.
The Supreme Court affirmed the constitutionality of the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA, with a 7-2 vote. The 1978 law aims to keep Native American adoptees with their tribes and traditions. Wyoming State Senator Afi Ellis, who is Dene or Navajo, helped pass a bill to create an ICWA task force. She says it's more important than ever.
Certainly, the Supreme Court's decision will likely change the impact and the focus of our work, but I think it'll be important for us to reach out to our tribes and discuss if and how we can do better to protect Native children under the provisions of ICWA. Because again, these are the most vulnerable children that are in need of either adoptive or foster homes, and we owe it to them to have those conversations.
Over the last four decades, the law has been central to halting previous governmental practices that separated Native families and undermined tribal sovereignty. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
Many people will have Monday off for Juneteenth, also known as Emancipation Day, an annual commemoration of the end of slavery in the U.S. Teton County and Jackson offices will be closed, along with banks, post offices, and the library. Juneteenth has been a federal holiday since 2021, after Black Lives Matter protests took off throughout the country. It's been a holiday in Wyoming since the early 2000s, but state employees don't get time off work. No official Jackson celebration has been scheduled. The Colorado River will be getting a new set of rules. Federal officials kicked off the process to rewrite the guidelines for the Southwest's key water source. KUNC's Luke Runyon has more.
The river's current set of rules expire within the next 4 years. They were drafted in response to rapid declines in water levels at key reservoirs. Ongoing dry conditions have forced the region's leaders to cobble together emergency short-term agreements to scale back water use as climate change shrinks the river's flows. The state of Colorado's top river negotiator, Becky Mitchell, says that's not sustainable.
All water users across the basin need to be secure and certain. The way we do that is not try to preserve the way that we are doing things now, but adapt.
The next set of rules could be in place for decades. Federal officials expect to release a draft of those rules by the end of next year. I'm Luke Runyon.
I'm Hannah Merzbach, Jackson Hole Community Radio.